Order the September 12th, 2023 meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Vieux Parade Commission. Could the staff or the director take roll to establish a quorum?
Yes, Rick Whitefield.
Present.
Tony Maggio.
Present.
Stephen Bergeron, absent. We have two members constituting a quorum.
All right. The staff has requested that we hear 222 North Rampart Street first. And so do we have a staff report?
We do.
We have an applicant present.
This is a proposal to install a new security fence on the roof of the adjacent to the neighboring parking garage. Application materials received 9/1/2023. I was waiting for her to get to the... That was just a preview of the rest of the meeting. Again, it's a proposal to install a new security fence on the roof adjacent to the neighboring parking garage per application materials received 9/1/2023. Due to recent string of break-ins from individuals climbing from the adjacent parking garage onto the roof of 222 North Rampart, the applicant has proposed a 6-foot security fence with 3-inch plated posts to be bolted to the top of the parapet wall. Staff understands the need for security here at this occasion and seeks the guidance of the committee as to the architectural appropriateness of the solution, but we also welcome any architectural recommendations. I will tell you, I took these photos, so I went up onto the parking garage, go back. You can see where I'm standing in the parking garage. I can climb over that onto their roof.
And I assume there's limited visibility from the street?
Very limited visibility. So this is where you would see it from Iberville, and that's me standing in an empty parking lot on Iberville.
Great. Would the applicant like to state their name and address in relationship to the property?
Jennifer Neal, 222 North Rampart Street, and the manager.
Of the
athletic club, the New Orleans Athletic Club.
Are you going to speak?
I'm Kevin Pichon, sales manager, Amco Fence. 824 Curtis Avenue, Kendall, Louisiana.
Okay. Do you have a presentation you'd like to make or a response to the staff report?
That's pretty much it. We just want to get the fence because over time, about 6 months ago, I put up a security camera on that roof because I noticed that we were having t-shirts, bottles, needles, things like that up there. So I put a camera up and people are going up there at night and just hanging out. And then, so the owner wanted to see about getting a fence. And then while we were submitting the documentation to get the fence, we did have a break-in. And that's how they accessed the club through that room.
Great. So your proposal is a little bit unspecific. We know kind of where the fence is going to be. Can you describe how long the fence will be? Is it going to be?
So it would be 6 feet from that, from the ledge right there high, and then 24 feet wide. And part of that is there's like the fence kind of goes towards our building.
I was going to say it turns the corner, yeah, returns
so
to the building.
So it would be 24 feet in total.
So,
yeah, so I'm thinking it's like, is it like that's the corner, so it goes across and then back returns to the building?
Got it. Okay.
And it's.
So I also, yeah, so it, we're looking at, I'm looking at slide 95, which shows kind of the, maybe next one, another couple ones.
The last slide would be the perfect look.
Okay, let's
the
go.
The way we go.
Okay, let's.
One more back, or was it forward? Right there?
Yeah, okay.
So you go from the building to the left.
Yeah, the racquetball.
To the blue arrow.
Yep.
Which is about 6 feet, and then you go 18 feet to the right.
Okay, and so that basically corresponds to the increased height parapet.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So I was going to say, does it end? It ends right where the hip roof kind of starts, mm-hmm. and the parapet gets lower.
So I notice in the photographs that you're showing kind of hollow metal tubing. Is that the?
It's an aluminum industrial grade security fence.
So, staff, how does that meet guidelines?
Well, I don't think that this is a typical condition. ordinarily we wouldn't install fencing at a parapet anyway. My position is, as this is sort of an unusual condition, we could entertain this other material. However, if the committee felt that the concept of putting a security fence there was appropriate but would require a different material, that would be up to the committee.
Well, I was going to ask how you're planning on attaching it to the building.
We were going to anchor it to the concrete that's there.
So the coping?
The post, just the post.
The coping on the parapet wall or the membrane?
The concrete wall.
Tell us about that concrete wall. Are you talking about, when we're talking about the return of that thing, the 18-foot length, it's a parapet.
It's in 6-foot sections. There'll be a post every 6 feet.
That's not what we asked. Is it being attached directly to the top of the parapet or to the side of the parapet?
To the top.
Okay.
So like the center line of the parapet bearing straight down?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if maybe it would be more secure if it were anchored to the inside of the parapet.
To the top, to the center.
Well, no, on the ground behind the wall.
Yeah.
Is what I was
thinking. Instead of being like installed on the top of the parapet, I was wondering if the parapet, the roof and the parapet, if it was like this instead of like this.
We could do it on the side.
My only concern was that having the entire 6-foot length.
Not on the side, on the roof, on the actual roof.
No, we're talking about side of parapet. So it'd be side attached.
Okay.
That would leave a ledge. That could be something that somebody could stand on.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that's true.
So I think let's talk about the concept of putting a fence up here. I think this is a reasonable response to a current issue. It's removable, and mm-hmm. so it doesn't have to stay forever. I think the details are very vague right now. Does this have to go to the commission for any kind of review? I think that what we need to do, since this is kind of extraordinary circumstance, is to let the staff work with you to establish the details. Just because there's no details shown now. And if there's any issue with the details, you work out with the staff and they'll bring it back here to talk to us again.
Are there any specific things that we can answer right now that would help fill in the blanks for the details? Or?
You know, I'm the thing that I'm always concerned with when you just kind of putting something up on top or even on the side of something is how you develop lateral support. And especially in the case where you're attaching it to brick.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you're going to pull that off and have it actually be solid.
The corner condition does help, but
yeah,
this, but the
18
one
length.
One length is a lot longer than
it's
the
unsupported.
Other, and so we're kind of like worried about, yeah.
But anyway, those are details.
It's hollow, so the wind's going to go right through it.
I think we're thinking more people pulling on.
Yeah, what if somebody pulls on?
Which they're going to do.
They're
already up
okay.
there. They're already up there. They're
so,
going to do it.
I'm an architect and I'm a member of the club. I'd be happy to help you.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Nothing like a little... So is there any public comment on this proposal aside from advertising? no public comment? Staff, anything else you'd like to add? Do you feel comfortable working out the details? Do I have a motion in the matter of 222 North Rampart Street?
Yes, I'd like to move for conceptual approval of the installation of a new security fence on the roof adjacent to the neighboring parking garage with the details to be worked out with the staff before permitting and to return to the architectural committee only if the staff deems it necessary.
So. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
We're going to return to old business and ask if there's an applicant present for 726 St. Peter. There is. Do you have a staff report for 726 St. Peter?
Peter is a blue-rated main building and service building with brown-rated rear and middle additions. This is a proposal to install new mechanical equipment, modify rear dependency millwork, and install gates in the courtyard wall, 307 St. Peter. Her application materials were received February 28th, 2023 and August 29th, 2023 respectively. The applicant has submitted a larger set for the conceptually approved proposal to renovate the property, but additional development and supplemental materials were still needed for the committee's last review on March 14th, 2023. The committee requested spec sheets for the mechanical equipment and a more complete plan addressing the introduction of heating and cooling to the rear building for the first time, which are still needed for review at the committee level. A more detailed proposal for how the proposed new millwork will be sealed and or treated to adhere to patina was also requested. The only new element that staff would find the set that requires committee review is a proposed rail extension at the front balcony on the main building, but the drawings are too schematic for staff to provide feedback on, as there are no structural details, attachment details, or detailed notes on the size of the ironwork. Staff recommends deferral with the drawings to be developed further so the committee can review prior to forwarding to the commission for final approval.
Okay. I'd like to state your name and address and relationship to the property, please.
Ty Nguyen, Williams Architects, 824 Rome Street.
And John Williams, Williams Architects.
Okay, do you have a presentation you'd like to share with us or a response to the staff report?
We're trying to put this project in unison with the 730 project, and we're trying to move it along in terms of getting past any of the conceptual things that we have to do in this particular courtyard. One of the things we would offer up is doing a mock-up of the treatment of the doors and the shutters so that we could get that moving in terms of an approval process. If you see the patina there that you have, so we're trying to keep everything that's there the way it is. And then with the mechanical equipment, we're going to get from Damian Sirakis the final, so give you the sound rates. And we have covered that with the neighbor and had conceptual approval. So we just want to make sure we're in a process, and it looks like we won't make the September. Does this have to go back to the commission?
Yes, it hasn't been to the commission yet.
It has?
No. Because we went through the initial conceptual approval at the committee level. That was still when we only had like 12 sheets. We still need a lot more development. There was more some questions about what was actually being done to the millwork, where okay. There were some things that didn't match up. So we needed the big things were addressing the millwork mock-up, the final mechanical plan, and then now that railing extension is the only thing that's been added that needed to come back to committee. And then once we've got that, then we can...
So I can't point to the railing today if you have these other things. We should just do them together. It's too diagrammatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to ask you a question about the guardrail, just so that we have... since you're here. I agree that we don't have much information. So is the guardrail in the front of the building, is that... It's a old wrought iron rail.
It's old wrought iron.
Yeah, yeah. And when you think about a rail behind,
right.
How do you see that being? Is it just going to come up and
at
be
the stationary points about every 4 or 5 feet? We'd have a bar behind there that would hold up a railing.
Okay,
and it'd be attached just to that middle bar, probably about 2/3 of the way up.
Okay, so there wouldn't be anything to obscure.
The only thing touching it would be the piece coming in. Back of that vertical rail.
And there's nothing behind the historic rail to change the profile of the wrought iron. Okay.
The main thing's going to be seeing the attachment to the structure underneath and,
right.
and how those
just
components
the
come together. Yeah, because
so we
and right now.
With the staff.
Well,
no, it needs to come back to committee because we haven't seen any of the structural elements
okay.
or how it'll be attached or what. It right now it's too diagrammatic. We don't really have a section.
Yeah, I just wanted to raise this to hear what you were saying and to kind of say that sounds like a good plan. So I'm just basically get the drawings that you need to the staff so we can make a formal review. Tony, do you have anything else?
No, I was actually going to agree with you. But yeah, the details are important for this one because the most minimal, the better, while still maintaining code and safety, and it sounds like they're going in a good direction.
Is there any public comment on this proposal? Seeing no public comment, the staff has recommended for deferral. I think it's true that we just don't have enough material to complete a review today. So could I have a motion in the matter of 726 St. Peter, please?
Yes, I'd like to move for deferral to allow the applicant a chance to submit the requested information and further detailing of the proposed guardrail extension.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next, we're going to move to new business. Next item on the agenda is 739 through 41 Bourbon Street. Do you have an applicant present?
Yes.
You do. Okay, great. Do you have a staff report, please?
Sure. 739 through 41 Bourbon is a blue-rated main building and service building. This is a proposal to install a removable handrail at the entrance steps. Prior application materials are received August 14th, 2023. The applicant is proposing to install removable handrails at two Bourbon side entrances by installing a 3-foot, 5-inch-long steel plate bolted to the sidewalk with a steel seat at each end. The rail post will sit in the seats held in place by a cotter pin. The posts are shown as 1 1/4-inch hollow tubes with a very thick lambstone top rail. The removable nature of the rails would allow the shutters to remain operable and will avoid attachment to the building itself. Staff finds the proposed removable rails conceptually approvable, but revisions to refine the details are needed prior to final approval and permit at staff level, so the entire assembly does not look bulky and industrial. Staff notes that approval from the Departments of Public Works and Property Management will also be required. Additionally, the steel pipe handles currently in the door jams must be removed, as they are highly inappropriate and visually intrusive, and should no longer be necessary with the addition of these handrails.
I'd like to state your name and address and relationship to the property, please.
Jennifer Taylor. My address is 1115 Lyon Street. And, Donald McGinnis, I work with him in the mornings, and he recently suffered a knee injury, so now he's looking at everywhere where he needs handrails. So, and he's friends with these people. So we're just looking for a solution for people like him that need handrails to get in and out of things. So, and I agree, it is a little bulky, so.
Just give me a chance to kind of think about this a little bit. So, I can ask the first question.
Please.
So when the guardrails are in place, the shutters won't operate?
They will be, they'll have to stay open when the guardrail, either open or closed, but I would assume closed. I would think it'd be like during hurricanes, you might close it all down, take your posts out, your rails out, and set them inside. But other than that, they would either stay open or all the way closed. At this time, they stay open most of the time.
I do think it's important to emphasize this is a blue-rated building.
Yeah. Well, the intervention doesn't really touch the building.
I'm just making sure that that's understood.
So a couple more questions. You're putting them on both sides mm-hmm. of the steps. Is that a particular reason? Rather than just one side?
I think one side might be adequate. I think, you know, it's just interesting working with somebody who's suffered an injury recently. He's just very convinced they need to be everywhere. So, but I definitely believe one would be better than zero.
Because this isn't in response to any kind of code citation or...
I don't believe it was code. It might have been brought up by his insurance. I believe it might be more of an insurance issue.
We've seen a lot of that lately.
Yeah, it is becoming more common to see that. Yeah. So we were just trying to come up with a solution that would, you know, kind of, I don't know, Donald's got it in his head that this could be a solution everywhere. So
I think it's a very interesting solution that does allow those shutters to be operable.
Right.
It is
like we've just sort of conceptually been thinking about this, like how do you make all these steps in the French Quarter safe for people, but at the same time you're not destroying the architecture. So this was just sort of our first round about of looking at this as a solution for possibly a lot of people, especially as insurance rates like go up with these types of situations. So,
any questions?
I had a question about the part that's removable, the steel post that creates the handrail. You have kind of a lambstone finish on the end of it, but
yeah.
Is that a solid section post?
Yeah, I think it would be welded on and then smoothed off. We actually had the iron guy over at the office the other day sort of looking at the details. He what we ended up doing, instead of there being a plate at the bottom for strength, he suggested that we use an L section at the bottom just so that you've got that little bit so you're not putting any undue pressure on the bricks that are there because they might be not as strong. So he made that little change. But he did not explain to me exactly how that would work. I'd be happy to find out.
Well, I was wondering, is that detail... I mean, it's usually from a wrought iron method, and I don't think that that's outside of appropriateness for this age building and this style of building, but I wasn't sure about that. I thought maybe we could, like, ask Dr. Burgoyne if she would like to weigh in on the end piece and whether or not...
I think that the whole material is a little unusual. So could you just talk us through what material of the horizontals and verticals are made of?
On here, it says that they are a steel post is what they say here. I mean, it's kind of funny that I don't know exactly, because Donald worked on this with somebody else as well.
The guidelines do require that it be solid and not hollow. I think we would need to look at maybe the end of it having some kind of hollowness or at least drilled hole to be able to accept the pin. But all of the components getting smaller and solid rather than hollow is definitely what we would be working on at staff level. Just kind of the concept of it, I was recommending conceptual approval, but I think it's
just a
it
little
needs,
lighter.
It needs to be refined. It needs to be more elegant,
And when that's done, that's actually kind of difficult to pin through, and so you might need a different attachment method.
And I was just trying to do some sort of pin. I actually added the pin just because I didn't want it to pull up. I didn't want somebody to need it and pull it out.
Yeah.
So I feel like there needs to be some sort of catch to hold it in as well. So. But I think there's other ways that I can do it. It's just more of this, you know, thinking about all these different parts of, you know, this being safe but not messing up the building and all those types of things.
But I think if we made it out of a more traditional material and brought it into, you know, more of a typical profile, then that question of lamb's tongue really would correct itself.
And then also the attachment to the piece that's bolted or anchored to the sidewalk as well. I think that, you know, that connection.
It sounds like a lot of material. Anyway, the other thing that I just note is that you have this dimension at 3 feet from grade to the top of the rail, but that would put you at, if the 7-inch step, that would put you at 2'5" at the first step. So you might want to adjust that dimension to actually meet
use
profile. And just note that this doesn't, it's not really a legal guardrail, so.
And at the top, it's going to be higher because measure from there, so it's going to end up going
just
further.
Yeah, of course, so that everything comes up. Yeah.
I think another thing to consider would be, you don't specify what the top rail will be, but that's often a kind of a section that has a little, I don't know what you call that section.
Like that little...
It goes...
That's
what I was calling, like, the lamb's tongue.
The lamb's tongue, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's actually the... Is that the right term?
So I think there's some detailing that's necessary for sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this proposal? Seeing no public comment, do you have any last questions?
No, I just... since it's a blue-gray building, it might... was to make a motion for deferral.
Until they come back with details. Good idea. Okay, is there a motion in the matter of 739 through 41 Bourbon Street?
Yes, I'd like to move for deferral to allow the applicant a chance to develop further the details of the proposal based on the conversation today.
Thank you. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, y'all will see me, didn't see.
Good, thank you so much.
Do I need to defer this one with the staff's pass?
Do we
is it
need
not
to,
on the agenda?
Well, it's on the agenda. Do we need a motion for deferral for 500
agenda,
Bourbon Street?
So.
Do we have a motion for deferral?
I'd like to move to defer 500 Bourbon Street at the staff request for late submittal.
I'll second that motion, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next matter is 914 North Rampart Street. Do you have an applicant present? That would be y'all. Okay. Do we have a staff report, please?
914 North Rampart is a green-rated main building and service building. This is a proposal to modify millwork and install a campable wheelchair lift on site elevation in conjunction with a change of use from commercial to medical clinic for application of materials received August 24, 2023. The applicant proposes to install a wheelchair lift on the St. Philip elevation building hidden behind an existing wooden gate. The two locations proposed as follows. Option one, an existing anachronistic side entrance at the main building will be removed. The adjacent two over four double window will be moved to that opening and a new door installed in the opening closest to the street. A wooden landing with handrail support supports the new wheelchair lift, and a new standing seam copper awning with wooden support brackets is shown over the door. The door is not seen in detail as it is obscured by the platform rail, but the number and size of the lights appear to be influenced by the adjacent window, and it is shown swinging out. Option two. Existing steps at the rear service L will be removed and a portion of the service L expanded in depth where the wheelchair lift will be installed. No door swings are altered and the only millwork change is the removal of some trim pickets. Both options show the rear service L steps to be replaced with brick steps. Staff notes that given that the existing steps are atypical and can be replaced, but should be replaced with wood instead of brick given the age and style of the building. Staff assumes that the front gate at North Rampart will require new hardware to swing automatically, and information should be submitted showing where the equipment will be installed and all buttons or levers that may be required. If found typical, the committee may wish to allow final review of this item at staff level. The staff finds the alterations in option one to be more significant than option two, but notes that the window to be removed will replace the existing non-historic door. However, it will be visible from the right of way above the wooden alley gate, so the replacement millwork must be carefully detailed. Staff finds the proposed awning over the openings to be a larger concern as visual obtrusiveness and appropriateness are concerned. Option two requires fewer millwork alterations but would likely require more work in the courtyard itself. The front portion of the alley is concrete while the back is a slight step higher and has brick pavers. It is also not clear if the service hall balcony would be widened or if it would be more of an added-on element. The landing shown in option one would likely read more clearly as an addition. Considering the existing anachronistic door and the added distance that would be required if the lift were installed at the service hall, staff has no objection to option one. Staff recommends conceptual approval with the millwork alterations and change of use to be forwarded to the full commission.
Would you like to state your name and address in relationship
to... Terrell Fabaco Architects at 1050 Norman C. Francis Parkway. I'm with Jason Landry.
Jason D. Landry, MD Director, 1175.
So do you have a staff, a presentation or response to the staff report that you'd like to share?
Generally, this is a change of use, I guess, from a bed and breakfast type of use to a medical clinic. And so we have to make some ADA accessibility into the facility. And a ramp would be a very long ramp, you know, something like 30 feet. So we thought the wheelchair lift would be more appropriate. And we do prefer, I guess what we're calling Scheme A is what y'all are calling option one.
Is it back here?
I think that's the one the staff was leaning towards, and we're in agreement with that option. And I think we'd have no issue with removing the bracketed canopy on top, if that's y'all preference. And generally it would be, we can use a composite deck there, and anything like a Ezekiel material, or an Americas material. Basically just, wood frame.
Yeah, right? That's
the
like
wood sure. Way, yeah, typical French quarter wood way.
Okay.
Maybe we can also screen out the wheelchair lift with some sort of material in front of it. And yes, we would also provide some kind of hardware at the front gates that would, and something on the side of the building that would be some sort of a buzzer, like a doorbell, if you will, that would ring the folks inside to let somebody know there's someone in a wheelchair outside, that they could come in and leave. And that's pretty much it for exterior work on the project.
Okay, any questions for the applicant?
I also prefer option for A, scheme A, option one on the staff report, as well, based on the fact that it allows a visitor to actually enter the building in roughly the same location. Right. Yeah.
Some of the hardship we were dealing with, I think y'all see all of that electrical equipment on the side of the building in front of scheme A there. So avoiding that electrical equipment was the task at hand and the challenge.
Is there any public comment on the proposal for, what is this, 914 North Rampart Street? I'm stalling, so just please, somebody speak up. Do you have any questions for the applicant? We see no public comment.
I do agree with the staff report about the concern over the awning, and I wonder if there's a more discreet way of doing it, if it would be an option to consider. But in terms of the schemes, I'm fine.
So the staff recommended. Would this come back to the committee with details? I mean, this is very...
It definitely needs to go back to... It definitely will need to go to the commission. And if you would prefer to see it back here before it does so, or if you would prefer to have it go to the commission for conceptual approval and then come back for final details, either way, I think it would be.
Yeah, okay.
And that's because it's in conjunction with the change of use that it's going to the commission?
No, also because since it's green rated building, any changes to openings, be windows to doors, doors to windows, that sort of type of thing, also requires commission approval.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I just want to be really clear about what we're approving. So you're going to take the window that's in the location where you're installing the lift, removing it, and then taking the door that's where the steps are now.
And the door's non-original. It's very deteriorated because it hasn't been covered.
Okay, so you remove the original windows to that opening, and then put an awning over.
I think y'all are not in favor of the awning, or a different.
I don't think anybody said anything about the awning.
I did. I have concerns. I agree with it either way.
I guess it's.
I mean, I think an awning of some sort for purposes of weathering would be appropriate, but it might not be this awning.
Right. Yes. Okay. That was my question. Was if something were
Could y'all
maybe more
steer us towards an awning that we think would be more appropriate?
Well, if I was going to take a first response to all of this, is I would like it to look like something that was added specifically for this use. In other words, not try to make it look like any part of the historic building. And I would like to see it detailed in a way that would have minimal impact on the historic fabric of the building that could be removed without any damage.
Yeah.
Okay. I think those are reasonable criteria, since this use may not stay there for next 100 years, I'd like to be able to have this removed without any damage.
May I add something that Rick may have a response to as well, but the awning is over the door and over the transom above the door, so it kind of puts it in a really highly visible place and more associated with the building. But the person on the lift is going to be being on the lift is going to be the longest amount of time that they're located there because of the need to wait for it to come up to the platform height, and so maybe there's something where the awning could protect both the landing and the lift and therefore be a little bit more associated with the new components and maybe help bring it down height-wise as we were, in terms of simplicity.
Interesting response.
We would have no problem, I guess, covering the whole wheelchair lift, if that's what y'all were saying. I'm just wondering, is that too much mass in that little alley, though?
It might be. That's why I was just saying that was a comment that I am making. Right. And there's more people here than I am. But
I present that because I thought y'all would go, wow, that's a little too much for the alley to cover up that whole thing. Yeah. We had thought about covering it because, you know, those things are expensive and, you know, sitting out in the weather, they can go bad. Yeah, the owner is saying he doesn't really need the cover. He feels necessary.
How long does it usually, I'm not familiar with the use of a lift instead of a ramp as much. How long does it take for it to usually, like, to someone to, like, load into it and then to have it raise and to have them be deposited onto the landing?
At least probably for them to get in and get out of and go up and down, probably a minute, I would think.
Yeah, my kind of...
They get wet going up a ramp as well. So yeah.
Right. I think that putting too much on the side of this building might be a mistake. But again, the awning doesn't relate. It relates to the door, but it doesn't really relate to the awning, to the landing, or to the lift. So I think kind of working that through.
Just something simple and streamlined. I mean,
that's what I would think. You know, something is metal. Or, yeah, like just really light.
CS carport cover? No?
So we've asked for public comment and received none. Is there a motion in the matter of 941 North Grand Park?
Is it 914?
914, I'm sorry.
I'd like to make a motion for conceptual approval of the proposed work with consideration taken into revising based on the conversation today with a positive forward to the commission and to return to the architectural committee to review the details before construction.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, next item is 822 through 24 North Rampart. We have an applicant present. We do. Mm-hmm. Do you have a staff report, please? Sorry.
I'd love to discuss.
822 North Rampart is ground-rated main building. This is a proposal to install a roof deck for application materials received August 29th, 2023. The applicant proposes to add an 818 square foot roof deck in front of the building with no setbacks at the front or side elevations. The middle 25 foot 6 is set back approximately 11 feet. When I read the report, it wasn't clear why, and then I saw we did have pictures from the roof. It is a very substantially tall cricket. So, very substantially tall cricket. It's not clear from the proposal if the deck is for common use by all residential units or by one residential unit. Or if it is open for use by the first floor commercial space. The BCC requires review of all exterior items located on the roof surface, including paving, railings, building furnishings. The BCC does not recommend a rooftop addition on a pink, green, or yellow-rated building, or a building of less than 3 full stories in height. A BCC does not allow a rooftop addition on a building originally constructed as residential, or with a roof pitch, or a roof addition greater than 1 story or 12 There's also additional guidelines if it is commercial use. The proposed roof deck meets most of the requirements for rooftop additions per the original design guidelines. However, the BCC also requires that railings be pulled back from all elevations a minimum distance equal to their height. Staff also notes that the CZO that actually can be disregarded. I got an email from zoning this morning that does not apply, but all railings must be pulled back a minimum of 3'6". Assuming the roof deck is for residential use and not commercial, and therefore not required to abide by the supplemental guidelines for commercial roof decks, staff recommends the committee forward a recommendation of positive or conceptual approval to the commission with the proviso that the rails must be set back as required by the design guidelines. All finishes or other elements that may not be considered furniture must be submitted for review and approval at staff level prior to permit.
Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property?
Dixon Jellick and Sarah Beeman with Williams Architects, 824 Barone Street.
you have a presentation or response to the staff report that you'd like to share with us?
Just a brief response. I do believe we do meet most of the guidelines. It is for residential use of the apartments only. It is not for the commercial use, which is still a empty tenant space. So this deck is only for the apartments. We did, because of the cricket, pull back that large center portion because we knew that we wouldn't be able to raise the deck too high, because we obviously knew that sight of the railing could be an issue. So in keeping with that, what we have to do is, you can see the column lines that we have on the plans. In order to keep this as squat as possible, what we need to do is we need to extend columns from the columns below where you can see 2 and 3 cross B and C. And then what we would do is put the wood structure of the framing within the depth of the steel, and then put the decking on top of that. So basically we're trying to keep it as low as possible as to not expose any railings visible from the public right away. The owner did request that we have those two little areas that come up to the front of the building so people can go up and look at Rampart and the park across the street. So that's why we did pull it to the edges, even because we were able to keep it low enough as to not make the railings visible. And we tried to minimize the impact of the railing where it touched the exterior of the building, where you see detail 3, which is kind of a single post off of the parapet that holds a rail, just to try to be minimally impactful, as well as if you were to do a whole cable rail around the front of it, you'd block it, and you wouldn't see anything. So according with the structure in mind, that we had to either extend from those columns to the exterior wall, which is why we proposed to go to the exterior wall in most cases.
Thank you. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal?
So that if your parapet's tall enough and you don't need a rail, it's also bringing people back away from that, so that they're not using that front parapet basically as a railing.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea is to have it as a roof deck that is not up on. We don't want to see people standing at the edge throwing things off that parapet.
Okay.
Any questions, committee?
No, I think if you're amenable to making modifications to pull it away from the parapet in the way that is outlined in the staff report, and I think is in line with.
Now, would we have to pull it back a full 3 feet, or would, not make the rail deeper so people can't get as close to it? Just 3 feet?
42 inches.
Well, it's 3'6".
It's 42.
Yeah, 3'6".
Well, because that's the height of the rail.
It has to be pulled back as high as the railing is. Or 3'6" for the zoning.
The overall impact. So if it's elevated off of the, if you're 5 foot off of the roof surface and therefore, would have something protruding up beyond that, it needs to be set back whatever that height is, so that when you're looking at it from that angle, it doesn't catch it. But also just to keep people from going all the way to the edge.
Got it. Okay.
Is there any public comment on this proposal? There is. Nikki Zielinski, please.
Nikki Zielinski, French Quarter Citizens. Erin, could you clarify, don't they have to pull it back from the sides as well?
From the sides, yes. From each.
So the footprint would be 42 inches all the way
around? From all parapets, from all elevations, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. It needs to be basically offset,
So much different than this footprint show.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion about the proposal for 822 through 24 North Rampart Street.
Oh, from us.
Do you have to say anything?
We're happy to move forward and pull back and revise the footprint of this, but in concept, the height would be similar. The footprint, we'd probably still be going for about 800 square feet just because of the column lines that we have to use to drop the structure down. But happy to rework that at a staff level if possible, or come back with a new floor plan.
Has to get a commission no matter what.
Okay, that's fine.
What?
Should we go to the same commission in the meantime?
Do you have a motion in the matter of 822 through 24 North Rampart?
Yes, I'd like to move for conceptual approval to be forward with a positive recommendation for conceptual approval to the commission with the proviso that the rails must be set back as required. All finishes or any other elements that may not be considered furniture must be submitted for review and approval at staff, and for the design to come back to the architectural committee one last time, but going to the commission in the meantime.
Okay. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thanks for coming in.
Is that September commission or October?
We can get it in September. We need to get any modifications by the...
It's less than 2 weeks. It's next week, so not really.
Because it needs to be modified anyway, so...
Yeah.
Commission's
going
to be more hostile to it.
Okay. I mean, I can modify the footprint by the end of the day, but tell. If
you can get it in today, we can get it on the agenda.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to appeals and violations and ask if anybody's present for 214 Royal Street. There is someone present. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 200 through 230 Royal is a green rated building, orange rated additional construction. This is regarding, this is a proposal to perform structural repairs at the rear pedestrian bridges over Exchange Place. Her application materials were received October 24th, 2020 and August 29th, 2023, respectively. The stop work order referenced in the agenda was related to a different portion of the building and a different scope of work with a different contractor. That issue has been resolved. Work on the building has continued since 2020, and BCC staff was scheduled to inspect the property on August 9th, 2023. At that inspection, staff was made aware of ongoing structural repairs to pedestrian bridges that had bypassed BCC review, but had been approved by the Departments of Safety and Permits and Property Management. Since they were handled as change orders, this was able to occur without the typical flags in the permitting system that would have normally required BCC approval prior to any permit release. The applicant has provided a letter detailing how this work came to be and a timeline of key events. In order for the initial permits for the Iberville guest room scope of work to be released, property management requires the submittal of structural reports on the tower overhangs and pedestrian bridges over city airspace. The reports required exploratory demolition, but the applicant stated that the bridge repairs were carefully designed to resolve the deficiencies from the inside out to best maintain the historic character and existing exterior appearance. Unfortunately, neither the applicant nor contacts and other city departments involved with BCC in the review of the expanded scope of work. The committee is being asked to approve the structural work at both bridges, which largely consists of replacement framing. The exterior work is limited to stucco replacement on the two-story bridge and replacement of the faux shutter cladding on the single-story bridge, which is approvable at staff level. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding the proposed structural repairs.
Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property, please?
I'm sorry.
Name and address. And
yeah, Richard Choate with SCNZ Architects, 1377 Magazine.
Great. Do you have a presentation or a response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
Not really. I mean, we pulled together, a sort of cover letter to chronologize, all the events dating back to 2021, I believe. And the work is virtually done, and it looks great. I mean, the net result is they look just like they did when they were originally built and not like they look in these pictures. And frankly, the one-story bridge, when we got into it, it's a darn good thing we did, because it was completely rusted out on both ends where it was bearing in the masonry.
Great. Any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal?
Would you mind starting?
I have nothing to say. I mean, you replaced it more or less piece for piece what was there before.
We did add some steel underneath and reinforce some of the existing I-beams that were there.
But you didn't change the volume of the bridge or its appearance.
Nope, not at all.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Is this something that will go to the commission or not? Sorry. Okay. Is there any public comment on the proposal for 214 Royal Street? Seeing no comment. Staff, anything else you'd like to add? You get the last word?
No.
No?
Good. Thank you.
Anything for you?
Appreciate the help.
Is there a motion in the matter of 214 Royal Street?
Yes,
I'd like to move for the approval of retention of the changes as completed and documented in this approval.
And I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You're good.
Thank you.
This brings us to the end of the agenda for the September 12th meeting of the Architecture Committee. Next committee meeting is September 26th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to move to adjourn.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are.